listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Maurice Moten is joining us here, NFL analyst, breaking news team writer, and fantasy football writer for Bleacher Report. We were talking earlier this week about a little bit about fantasy football, and we got to get his opinion on a lot of this stuff. Maurice, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
We appreciate you being here. Jonathan Taylor, the clear-cut number one pick. How do the next couple, three picks go in fantasy football?
Man, it's tough. Now, if you're not in the PPR league, you're probably still on Derrick Henry, even though I would caution against that. Had a heavy workload, so he could be on the Dallas. Of course, he got hurt last year. But if Alvin Kamara isn't suspended by the league, he would probably be in my top five, along with Austin Eckler, who I predicted last year would have a breakout year, and he did. Second year in that Chargers offense. Joe Lombardi compared him to Alvin Kamara, and you're seeing that on the field. So I think Austin Eckler, again, if he stays healthy, he would be my number two pick. I wasn't able to get him last year. Gunning for him this year.
I'm taking Jonathan Taylor. I mean, guy is a
number one.
JT one. Yeah. The question I have with Eckler too is going to be how are they going to utilize him with his size and worried about him breaking down. You know, I really thought they would target a running back earlier in the draft to take some of the heavy lifting off his plate.
It's so funny with him, though. He's not a featured back. I mean, he's, you know, but he gets so many catches. He picks up 50, 60 yards. He gets 30, 40, 50 yards, but he scores touchdowns, though.
Another name to bring up, Dalvin Cook, is another guy. He stays healthy. Another top five guy if he stays healthy. I think that offense could take another step with Kevin O'Connell taking over. I also think with Kirk Cousins and that passing attack, take some pressure, lighten the box a little bit. I think that would be a top pick off.
How do you have the top three or four wide receivers ranked?
Well, that's a little tough. After DeAndre Hopkins got suspended, it gets a little murky. This is going to sound like a homer pick because I cover the Raiders exclusively. But Davante Adams going to the Raiders with Derek Carr, I think he's gonna be a top guy out there. I know Hunter Renfro is coming up, but Davante Adams obviously is going to be the number one option. Mike Evans, I think, is going to be a top pick simply because Chris Godwin, I don't think, is going to be ready to start the season. As you know, he's torn towards ACL late last season, so Mike Evans is going to see a lot of targets early. Another name, Keenan Allen, because I'm not sold on Mike Williams repeating what he did last year. I believe that was his first season with over 50 catches in a single term. So I think Keenan Allen is obviously the guy, but I don't think Mike Williams is going to repeat. So Keenan Allen could have another big year with Justin Herbert, second year in that offense. I believe his head coach, Brandon Staley, said, you know, he hasn't had a lot of stability. So him getting the second year in Joe Lombardi's offense, I think his connection with Keenan Allen is going to really show up. Justin Jefferson as well, as I just mentioned, with that Vikings offense going under Kevin O'Connell, I think he's going to be a big playmaker as well.
Well, Cooper Kupp, too.
Cooper Kupp, I like Cooper Kupp, but the addition of Allen Robinson could take away a little bit. I do like Allen Robinson, I think, but that could hurt Cooper Kupp's numbers a little bit. I wouldn't be afraid to take him early. But again, I don't think his numbers would be astronomical with the addition of Allen Robinson coming along.
Yeah, I don't know that Davante Adams is going to put up the same numbers with Carr that he had with Aaron Rodgers, though.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question coming over. I know a lot of people expecting that magic to happen because they were, you know, college teammates at Fresno State. But I just think with the money they paid him, and Bryan Edwards wasn't a big part of that offense, but I think with Josh McDaniels, you're going to see a lot of two wide receiver sets. So I think that, you know, that lessens the targets to go around. Of course, they have Darren Waller there. Got hurt at the end of last year. He's going to still be a part of that offense. But I feel pretty confident in Davante Adams still having a pretty big year.
I think he probably will. But I think the one thing that would concern me is when you look at, you know, when you look at the potential to throw touchdowns, Derek Carr's never been a touchdown guy. Never in his career has he been a touchdown passer. And that's, for fantasy football, you know, that's 6 points. And Aaron Rodgers has been a guy who has targeted Davante Adams with touchdowns. And so I think that's the biggest, you know, we saw that with Andre Johnson here years ago when he had a quarterback in Matt Schaub who had statistics a lot of times similar to Derek Carr's. But when you can't push it into the red zone for touchdowns, that really it can turn a top wide receiver into a number five or number six wide receiver when you don't have that. The guy to me that they're basically telling you is going to have the monster year is Tyreek Hill. I want to get your thoughts about Mike McDaniel using Tyreek Hill potentially. When they targeted him, all you could think about is that they're going to use him in the same Debo role. Well, we know that Debo is a monster in that role from a fantasy standpoint. Aren't they basically telling you that Tyreek Hill is going to be the same thing?
They are, but I worry about the quarterback in that situation. And I'm not saying Tua is going to flop, but I don't think he's going to get the same. Now, you mentioned he's going to use him in the Debo Samuel role. I just don't think he'll have as many explosive plays outside of Kansas City. You're going into an offense with you're going from Patrick Mahomes to Tua Tagovailoa, and you have to factor that in. I wouldn't be afraid to pick him up, but I would just hesitate a little bit and just kind of temper my expectations. A guy I like that I didn't mention really quick, CeeDee Lamb, with Michael Gallup probably going to miss a few games. I know Dak Prescott isn't the guy that's going to throw for, you know, 40-plus touchdowns, but I think they're banking on CeeDee Lamb being the number one guy, and that's why they got rid of Amari Cooper. He's in Cleveland, who I also like in fantasy football, but I think CeeDee Lamb is the guy you should pay attention to.
All right, we're talking with Maurice Moton here on on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He is from Bleacher Report. Now, you talked about the Kamara possible suspension, and we got the Sean possible suspension as well. What did you make of the Real Sports the other night and any damage? I thought the damage was minimal. I thought it was going to be a lot worse. What did you think of the Real Sports report?
I thought the damage was minimal. I mean, we've all read the report. We all know what's going on with the Deshaun Watson's cases. Very serious case. But as you said, I believe the NFL will suspend him for a handful of games, and they'll kind of not try to turn a page on it, but not that people forget about it. But we all know once the season starts, that's not going to be the topic of discussion. But the Cleveland Browns are doing their best, I will say, of trying to rehabilitate his image. You know, he talked about, you know, wanting to be involved in the community. You see his teammates are embracing him. So I think they're also doing damage control. But, of course, the contract comes up in discussion about him getting a fully guaranteed contract and the Browns kind of skirting their way around the NFL rules of if he gets suspended and the money he's supposed to get. That could be damaging, but otherwise – I think that the discussion about it won't be, as you said, as damaging as we thought it may be coming into it.
That's Maurice Moton here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And, you know, Kyler Murray not showing up. We've got a guy here, Laramie Tunsil, not showing up. Not as big a deal, obviously, because he's a tackle. But Kyler Murray's not showing up for OTAs. What happens with the Cardinals? What do you think is going to happen here?
I think he'll eventually get a deal because what are you going to do? What's the alternative? Who's his backup quarterback that's going to come in there and take over that offense? Now, I know he hasn't finished seasons well, but you're not going to throw out Colt McCoy week one. So, but the quarterback situation and a quarterback like Kyler Murray, he has been productive. You eventually just have to pay him and move on. You know that's coming up after 3 years in the league, they're eligible to get an extension. I think you just eventually pay him and move on. Steve Kime has also said no chance they're going to trade him. So I think he'll have a new deal before training camp.
So you don't think this could possibly, like a Dak situation, this could drag on like that? You don't think that he gets to franchise?
No, I don't think so, because of the fact that I think the threat of him having that baseball background, like, I can just walk away from this. I don't really need this. You know, he hasn't said that, but he has that in his back pocket. So I think he can, you know, he has a little more leverage there. And as I said, you know, since he's come along, the Cardinals have been playoff contender, playoff caliber team. So, again, you just don't have much leverage when it comes to quarterback his caliber, and again, him having that plan B to fall back on.
Interesting. I don't know that they want to pay. Has he really proven, especially That playoff game, how he played.
The second half of seasons.
Yeah, I mean, the second half of seasons and the playoff game.
It's been a big issue. Yeah.
I'm not so sure. The Cowboys weren't convinced with Dak, and it took a while. I'm not so sure that the Cardinals aren't going to approach it the same way.
Yeah, you make a great point. But the fact of the matter is that was his first playoff appearance, too. So I'm not going to give him a pass for it because it got ugly. But I will say that what were they before he got there? You know, so you have to look at it that way. And again, it's not like this is a left tackle or I wish not a good example. Maybe this is not a guard. This is not your second wide receiver. This is not a D tackle. This is your quarterback. You know, it's a quarterback driven league. So if your quarterback is good enough to get you to the playoffs, you know, he's got a lot of leverage.
Yep. All right. 827 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Maurice, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Bleacher Report. What's your Twitter handle?
Twitter handle at Mo Moness, MoeMoton. A lot of things Raiders there, fantasy football, a lot of league issues, current events. Hit me up on there if you have any comments on articles that I drop on Bleacher Report or anything Raiders related.
That is. All right. Man, good stuff. We appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Maurice Moton right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now we got Lance and we've got Allstate Siding.
Allstate. Yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding. We like to lead with the windows part first because the window is such a big part of what needs to be done for a lot of your homes. Some of you had a home built in the 60s, some in the 70s, some in the 80s. Really doesn't matter. If you've never replaced the windows, you're going to have that single-pane aluminum window that is not energy efficient. It doesn't help to reduce the noise in your home. It doesn't probably right now, it doesn't even keep the dust and the AC from escaping, because with the movement of the soil beneath us, it starts to alter and change some of the fittings of the window and some of the frames. That's why having a brand-new double-pane double strength window that is made right here in the state of Texas. It's made in Texas for Texas tough weather. You're going to have a lack of energy efficiency, and it's going to hit you with the bills. With energy efficient windows, you're going to see your electric bill come down. And more importantly, you're going to keep the cool air in your home longer. It's going to stay cool longer. You're not going to have the air conditioner turn on as frequently and have to stay on as long when you don't have leaky windows. And my friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding, they can do that. They can help you with siding. They can help you with windows. They've got a 25% discount on your windows when you mention you heard about it from ESPN 97.5. And then what they'll do is give you 0% financing for up to 36 months. So pay for it over the course of 3 years if you want to. If you say, look, I got to get windows right now, but I want to wait until 6 or 7 months because, you know, I got this money coming in or blah, 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 whatever you want to do. Hey, that's fine. 36 months of no interest financing gives you the chance to get what you want right now and a 25% discount when you mention you heard about it from me and from ESPN Radio. So get those new windows today from Allstate Windows and Siding. For the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding. Go to AllstateWindowsandSiding.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.